Wagoner's Walk. Shirley Edwards got up early to make Cliff's breakfast.
You didn't have to get up, Lou.
I know I didn't.
You're not working at the Herald this morning.
Right.
Well, you could have slept on.
I wanted to clean up the flat anyway. How do you want your egg?
Oh, boiled, please.
Right.
Sorry about last night, Sean. No, I should have shown more interest in your Open University meeting.
Well, it was just that I came back all excited, longing to tell you about it.
Well, tell me about it now.
Well, it's not the same now. Cold light of day and all that.
Look, tell me anyway. What was the tutor like?
Tutor counsellor. Nice man. About our age.
Oh, a young man.
Well, youngish. Ever so clued up. But easy to talk to. Very sympathetic to our problems.
What problems?
Oh, the ones you're likely to get on an Open University course. Lack of confidence, planning problems, fitting it all in with your domestic life. He's the sort of person I really feel I could turn to if I was in difficulties.
Oh, good.
Well, don't sound like that about it.
Like what?
I don't know, as if you resented him.
No, I'm delighted my wife's got a nice, sympathetic young male tutor. Why wouldn't I be?
Oh, huh? God.
Well, what were the other students like?
Oh, real mixed bag, socially and academically. About 18 of us altogether. Some, fresh from university, think they know the lot.
Mm-hmm.
One or two, even more clueless than me. They're mostly quite young, though there are a couple of oldies.
Many women, are there?
We're certainly in the minority.
Oh, you chose the right course then, didn't you?
There you go again. I signed on to improve my mind, you know, not my sex life. I don't ask you if there are any women on your tops course, do I?
Well, I wish there were. Might liven things up a bit.
Oh, why do you have to take such a negative approach to it, Cliff? Okay, so it doesn't come easy being taught by someone else when you're used to doing the teaching.
Look, I know most of it already. It's all elementary stuff I learned on the building site.
Yeah, to start with, maybe. But you haven't been doing the course a week yet. You made up your mind you weren't going to like it, didn't you? The minute George delivered his ultimatum about the money.
Don't talk to me about that little worm. You know, he came into the pub last night, expecting me to feel sorry for him because he had a cold. Then he was whining on about us burying the hatchet.
I wish you would, too.
Oh, I'll bury it, all right, right on top of his head.
There's no point going on like this.
Well, that's what I said. Fine, I told him. We'll forgive and forget the minute you hand that cheque over to Shirley.
Oh, my God. You've really got the touch, haven't you? You might try the diplomatic corps next when you've chucked in this course.
Oh, come on in, Cressida.
Well, thanks, Liz. I won't keep you. Just wanted to deliver this, my review of women and trades unions.
Already?
Yes, and here's the book back, too.
Well, you couldn't waste any time. I imagine that took some reading.
Oh, I gobble up books.
Well, I doubt if I'll have a chance to look at it before the weekend.
Oh, well, you can give me your verdict at dinner next week, then.
Oh, by the way, I've asked Mike and Claire Nash to dinner, too.
Oh, it'll be quite a party, then.
Well, Peter seldom has a chance to meet my colleagues from work. I thought it would be nice. Anyway, I'll try and get this read by then.
Actually, I'm rather pleased with it.
Good. I may be able to put some other jobs your way.
Oh.
I'm keen to do more of this sort of thing.
Thanks. I must say, you've given the women's page a real shot in the arm, Liz.
Oh, thank you.
I hear the mother and daughter series is going a bomb.
We've had a good response so far.
Got any interesting ones lined up?
Several. Although I let a really good one get away yesterday.
And who was that?
Monica Ridley's daughter. You've probably never heard of her before your turn.
You're joking. I was brought up on her. My grandmother was an enormous fan. Gave me Polly Pride books every birthday.
Oh.
But I'd have thought just about everything had been said about Monica Ridley and her daughter. Well, it's Lady Thackeray, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mummy once sat on some charity committee with her. She's forever on about life with my wonderful mother.
Well, this was the other sister.
Ah.
A lady called Thelma Goff, who seems to have kept well in the background.
Yes, well, she got three heads or something.
No. She's just a very private person.
It's so private she refused to let you interview her.
Yes, unfortunately. Because I found her rather intriguing. Oh, excuse me. Yes? Oh. Put her through, would you?
I'll Scarper then.
No, no, hang on. Would you believe it? It's Miss Goff on the phone now. Hello? Yes, yes, it is. That's right. No, not at all. Yes, indeed I would. What time, then? Right. I'll look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye.
She's changed her mind?
Yes. Now, I wonder why.
Ugh. Hello, Shirley.
Oh, Carol, hello. Haven't seen you since Christmas.
Thought we'd look by. Didn't we, Moonshine?
My.
My goodness, she's getting a big girl. You won't be able to carry her in that papoose thing much longer, not unless you want to dislocate something.
I know. Having a clear out?
Yes, I've got the morning off. Do I need it? I was working flat out at the Herald yesterday, and then I had this Open University meeting last night.
Sounds like it's all happening.
Yes, it is. Have you got time for a coffee?
Time's something I've got plenty of.
Great, come on down then. What's happening about your housing problem then, Carol?
Good question.
I heard you've been given notice to quit.
They gave us a month. It's up next week.
Oh. So where will you go?
We won't. Well, not unless we can all go together.
Well, don't the council have to rehouse you?
They do me, because of this one. Mm. And Debbie, because she's pregnant. Not Vince and Roger, though. And we don't want to be split up, so we reckon we'll just stay put.
Well, won't they throw you out?
They'll have to get an eviction order first. Then we can appeal. You can spin it out for months, if you know the form.
Yeah, but sooner or later they'll send the bailiffs along. What then?
Something will turn up. Same as it did before.
Oh, Carol. Doesn't it ever worry you?
Oh, what's the point of worrying?
What about Moonshine? Doesn't it bother you she hasn't got a home to grow up in?
But it's people who matter. I'm a security.
Debbie, she'll have her baby there soon.
No, she won't.
What did you say?
Well, that's why I called round. You know, you were asking me a while back what her plans were.
Yes.
Well, I thought you might like to know. Only don't tell her I told you, for God's sake. She's going to have it adopted.
Sit down, Miss Warner.
Oh, thank you.
You're not allergic to cats, I heard.
No. Hello, Nero.
My mother was, so we never kept them as children. My father liked cats, though.
That's his portrait there, isn't it?
Yes.
You're very like him.
We were alike. My sister took after mother, of course. What they call the Polly Pride look, the fair curls, the fine blue eyes. Mother based the character on Sylvia, of course.
Mm, he had a good face. Strong, but very sensitive, too.
He was a gentleman.
He died when you were children, I believe.
You have done your homework, Miss Warner. Yes, in 1933, when I was 12 and Sylvia was 15. But you'd better not print that. She still likes to give her age as 49, which makes me 10 years older than her now, in spite of the fact that I started life 3 years her junior.
Before we get going, I just want to tell you that nothing will be printed without your approval.
Thank you. But I doubt if I shall want to retract anything of significance. May I offer you a drink? I have some brandy.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Do you mind if I use my tape recorder for the interview?
I assumed you would.
I can take notes, but I find it better just to let people talk and sort it all out later. Again, of course, I promise that no one but me will have access to the tape.
If I didn't trust you, Miss Warner, you wouldn't be here. I hope that's all right.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Forgive me if I don't join you. I don't drink myself. I collect first editions instead. One has limited means. One chooses one's extravagances.
But surely...
You imagined I had money. A small amount my father left in trust. But contrary to popular belief, my mother left very little. She believed in enjoying it while she was alive. My sister married money, of course. Have you started the machine?
Yes, but just forget it's there.
You're probably wondering why I changed my mind about this interview.
Yes. Why did you?
I think it was what you said yesterday about presenting a complete picture of someone.
Mm. Naturally, everyone shows different facets of their personality to different people. So far, we've only seen one side of your mother, the side she presented to the public, or the side your sister's perpetuating.
It's not my mother's image I'm concerned about, Miss Warner. It's my father's. You're going to remind me that your series is concerned with mothers and daughters.
I wasn't, actually.
I'm fully aware that you will have to write your article from that point of view, but... the only way I can tell you anything about my mother is not by telling you what she was. My sister's already done that. But by telling you what she was not.
Charlie?
It's me, Claire. Can I come in?
Yes.
I saw Cliff go over to the pub earlier, so I guessed you were on your own. There's something I wanted a word with you about.
Oh. Sit down then, Claire.
You'll probably tell me to mind my own business, but I thought I'd risk it. I met George at the surgery yesterday, and he seemed very depressed.
Oh, Lord.
He told me about Kath's money. In confidence, naturally. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking sides. But he was very upset about the rift it's caused. Well, tell Cliff, not me. He's the one who's being pig-headed. I've got enough on my plate without having feuds with George.
I do see your point of view, of course. But I thought perhaps, as he's not very loud...
Look, I'm sorry, Claire, but I can't worry about that now.
Mike was right. I should have kept my mouth shut.
No. No, it's not that. It's just... Well, I've got something else on my mind tonight.
Would it help to talk about it?
Well, you know about Debbie Franks.
That she's having a baby?
Yes. Did you know it was Cliff's?
No.
Well, it is. Result of a one-night stand when we were going through that bad patch after the adoption fell through. It didn't mean anything to him or her. In fact, she was going to have an abortion till I talked her out of it.
You did?
Well, it is Cliff's baby, Claire. Anyway, she decided to go ahead and have it. And I came to terms with the fact that I was barren. I tried to find other purposes in life, like getting a job on the Herald and signing on with the Open University.
I think that's splendid.
Well, so did I. I felt a complete person again with some positive motivation. Until this morning.
What happened then?
I heard Debbie was planning to have the baby adopted.
It may be for the best, Joan.
That's not the point. The point is it started it all up inside me again. The Herald job, the Open University. I'd give it all up tomorrow if I could have that baby.
Well, he's already said no to adoption once, hasn't he?
Because they weren't his. This one is. I'm sure if we just had the chance, it'd give him a reason for working. It'd make him pull himself together.
But surely, if Debbie refused you before...
No, that was 6 months ago, Claire. You can change your mind, can't you? People do it all the time.
People thought my father was a dull man, Miss Warner, because he was quiet. Because, like me, he preferred to stay at home and browse among his books rather than gadding about all over the place as part of her entourage. But he wasn't dull. When he told me stories, he made them live. I don't mean fictional stories. He left that to her. I mean history. Stories about real people. They thought he was a stupid man, too, that he didn't know about our endless affairs. He knew. He had a far greater capacity for love than she ever had. I doubt if she ever loved anyone, really. Even Sylvia. Sylvia was simply a mirror image of herself, attractive, vivacious, witty. She could show Sylvia off as the Polly Pride prototype. It always made a good caption under the photographs, the pride of the family. I, on the other hand, was not photogenic, an encumbrance. Only father found time for me. Then he died. Mother played the widow. Sylvia didn't really miss him much.
What about you?
I was packed off to boarding school. She told everyone it was for my own good, to take my mind off it all. She also said, less publicly, that my miserable little face got her down. I wasn't allowed to grieve. At the funeral, I remember standing by the grave. It was a cold November day. I stood there, remembering how Father would rub my hands when they were cold, how we'd sit by the fire together. Then she came over and swept me into her arms. Cheer up, darling, she said. You've still got Mother. But I hadn't. I never had. After that, there was no one. Not that that's such a bad thing. If you have no one, you've no one to lose.
You never thought of marrying?
There was one young man, but Mother thought him unsuitable. Oh, don't think I've had an unhappy life, though. I'm naturally a solitary person.
One more question. What did you think of the Polly Pride books?
I hated them.